Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 314 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And this week, we are brought to you by ExpressVPN. Now, we've been in lockdown for about a year, depending on where you are. And we've seen it all. You've watched all the Netflix. You've watched all the streaming. Did you know with ExpressVPN, you can trick your computer into thinking that you're in a different country? Yeah, you can be anywhere in the world, which means you can watch any feed in the world. How cool is that? You can watch things available in other countries. You can watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Canadian Netflix or Rick and Morty on French Netflix. It also gets you movies and TV shows that are only available in other countries. It's great. It works with any service in over 100 countries. ExpressVPN is ridiculously fast. You're streaming in high def, no buffering, and it works for every person and every device in your home. So check it out. Watch TV from around the world. It's something to do. Use my special link right now, expressvpn.com/Alonzo, and you get an extra 3 months for free. That's right. Support the podcast, watch what you want, and protect your privacy. Do it all. expressvpn.com/Alonzo for 3 months free. Thank you. Sorry about the jet aircraft. Don't know what's going on. Been kind of crazy around here with helicopters and planes lately. Appreciate it. If you hear a mild crunching, that's just the Hulk in the office chewing on a bone. Okay, all the preliminaries are out of the way. Now we have to talk about something. Yeah, we have to talk about something that is very serious and absolutely ridiculous. By now, we know about, and I hate to say his name, but I will, Robert Long, 21-year-old who went on a shooting spree traveling from one place to another in Georgia, killing Asians. Yeah, he shot 6 Asian women. He also shot 2 white people, but he shot 6 Asian women in these massage parlors, and they still refuse to say it's a hate crime. Now, the Cherokee County Sheriff's Department, there was a group picture of them, and all I can tell you about that picture is they made a Fox News group picture look diverse. I'm not even going to say the worst thing, or it's just Captain Jay Baker of the Cherokee Sheriff's Office gave a press conference the day after he was arrested, which, by the way, he was arrested and taken alive, which seems to be a thing with white mass murderers. They always manage to take them alive. Black jaywalkers get killed by the police. But white mass murderers, they always just seem to somehow take him alive. At least they didn't stop and get him a burger on the way to jail like they did before. But this is what he says. This is the captain of the police department that arrested him. He said that Long may have been motivated by issues stemming from sexual addiction, not racism. And he said, yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did. How great is it? How much privilege do you have when the cop that arrests you is making excuses for what you did? Now, this is a hate crime. This is a hate crime. Even if you say it's a sexual thing with his sexual addiction and going to these massage parlors, and he's probably another incel, angry white man, but incel means involuntarily celibate, for those who don't know. And this is a group of angry white men who hate women and because they can't get laid and they want to kill them. There was one in Santa Barbara a few years back, and there was an attempted one in Virginia. He wanted to go kill a bunch of cheerleaders at a mall. So this guy's probably incel as well as everything else, but he is a racist. This is a hate crime against Asians. It has to, before we even stop it, it has to be addressed and call it what it really is, okay? This is nothing to do with sexual addiction. Look, if you want to say when Tiger Woods cheated on his wife, that's sexual addiction or whatever, that's fine. This is a mass murderer. This is a hate crime. And even if it's a sexual thing, as many Asian women have posted online, the fetish of Asian women, the super sex or submissive or whatever it is, the fetish that is created around Asian women, that in itself is racism because it's based on their race. It has nothing to do with who they are individually. It's based on their race. So it's still racist, you know? And again, this, you know, this doesn't stop until white people stop it, until white people make it real. How different would this entire case and the whole attitude toward the case, everything else, how different would it be if the captain of the police department came out and said, this is a tragic, racially motivated killing and will be investigated as a hate crime? How different is that than he had a really bad day? Are you kidding me? Is that how we're excusing murder right now? Mass murder is, he had a really bad day, so he just went out and killed 8 people, 6 Asian women, you know. Maybe he had trouble getting laid or something, or maybe he didn't want to wear a mask or something. And make no mistake, because this police department, members of this police department, posted on Facebook the whole Chinese or China flu or whatever the hell Trump was calling it, because words matter. Words matter. And all this, these hate crimes toward Asians are a direct reflection of that whole China virus, whatever the hell the idiot was saying. These are the people who are listening to him. This guy, Robert Long, is one of the people who was listening to Donald Trump when he was sitting around calling it the China virus and laughing and thinking it was a big joke as thousands upon thousands of people died. And you blame it on the Chinese people, and then this asshat goes out on a shooting spree and kills Asian women. And then you have a cop who covers for him by saying, but using the murderer's words, hey, it's not racially motivated. You know something? It goes back to that old joke. How do you know when something's racist? When the person doing it says, this is not racist. When you lead with, this is not racist, that's some racist shit coming up. It's ongoing. It's horrible. How bad? How bad is it? Well, how about this? Okay, for the extreme denial and the hatred toward Black Lives Matter, etc., etc. Okay, the Office of the Director of the National Intelligence Agency said that racially motivated extremists pose the most lethal domestic terrorism threats to the U.S. I'm going to say that again. Racially motivated extremists pose the most lethal domestic terrorism threats to the U.S. Okay, this is also backed up by the FBI director and the new Attorney General Merrick Garland, etc., etc. FBI director said that domestic violent extremism was metastasizing like a cancer. I added like a cancer. He just said metastasizing across the country. This is all coming from this article. The riot laid bare the threat posed by domestic extremists. Today's report underscores how we face the greatest threat from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, especially white supremacists and militia violent extremists. How many ways can they say it? Get over the Black Lives Matter bullshit. Get over the immigrants or Latinos bullshit. All right. It's not any of that. Until law enforcement acts like these groups and these people are what they are, which is terrorists, okay, and treat them as terrorists, this is going to keep going. This threat is going to continue. And when you have law enforcement making the excuses for these mass murderers, well, what do you expect except more mass murder? Want more? Want more evidence of it? Paul Murray, 31 years old, of San Antonio, was arrested outside the residence of the vice president. That's right, outside the residence of Kamala Harris, and a rifle and ammunition were recovered from his vehicle. Now, of course, he claims that he's not a murderer, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. If you have a rifle and ammunition and you are outside of the vice president's residence, then that's an act of terrorism. It's a threat. What does it take? How high is the bar on any of this? You shoot six Asian women. We're not really sure if that's a hate crime. You've got a gun outside of the vice president's house. We're not sure if that's domestic terrorism. You attack the capital of the United States. But, you know, she already paid for her vacation. Of course we have to let her go to Mexico. Yeah, which is something that happened, by the way. They let one of the people arrested out to take her trip to Mexico. And why do they always go to Mexico? Don't they hate Mexico? But anyway, yeah, because, you know, she had already paid for it. Until there is a concentrated effort. And I hope this happens under Biden. But this, you know, they always talk about black on black crime. This is white on white crime, okay? I actually had a guy, I posted about the Asian killing and what a tragedy it is and how horrible it was. And this troll on Twitter says, well, you know, blacks and Asians have race, black people have racism toward Asians. Now, yes, there has been historically tension between the black and Asian community. You look at the Rodney King riots, a big part of the anger was the Asian stores in black communities, suspicious, blah, blah, blah. Nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. What he's basically saying is, well, you know, blacks and Asians don't get along, so it should be okay with black people for this white guy to kill a bunch of Asians. Are you out of your fucking mind? No, that is the same stupid logic that says, well, you know, cops kill black people, but hey, black people kill black people in Chicago, so it should be okay for cops to kill black people whenever and wherever they want. What are you complaining about? It's horrible. It's horrible. And I don't want to hear it's not who we are, because it is who we are. Again, it's been pointed out that the only reason school shootings dropped was because the schools were closed for the pandemic. And I've already seen the ads, okay, just so you know, it's already started. I've already seen the ads from the NRA that Biden's going to go after and take away their guns. Biden's not, and they showed like a 45 pistol as an automatic weapon. No one's going after a 45 as an automatic weapon. When they talk about an automatic weapon, they're talking about fully automatic military style weapons, okay? Long rifles that shoot a lot of bullets, and their only purpose is to kill people. Said it before, say it again. If you need a 50 round clip for self-defense, what kind of asshole are you that 50 people want to kill you at the same time? Oh, man.
Okay, everybody, listen, it's George Lopez, and I have some exciting news. I need a kidney. No, listen, my new podcast, and it's called Oh My God High, and with my man Brian.
Hi, everybody.
How would you describe Oh My God High?
I would describe it as the world through George Lopez's non-filtered life.
With me, everything I've done, I've been George Lopez, so everybody thinks that they know me when they see me, and they don't. I'm not even sure I know myself. I think with Oh My God High, I think I'll find out shit about myself. And listen, I want people to be a big part of the show, so we will have call-ins, and I'll give advice. If you love money, sex, music, whatever, big into music, big into not so much throwing Palo anymore, but you know, you start calling in and leave a message at 818-533-1843. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Oh My God High on all things comedy. I hope people realize that I've always been a puto. You're just finding it out right now.
So, domestic violence, it is terrorism, and it needs to be treated and prosecuted that way. Our government needs to step up. White law enforcement needs to step up and hold these people accountable. Treat them like you would if a brown person had killed six white people. Just treat them like that. It'd be a whole different case. Remember, all he had to do is come, instead of making excuses and say, oh, he had a bad day, you say, this is tragic, it is a hate crime, and will be investigated as such. And that's a completely different vibe, and that's where it should be. Okay. I want to talk about another sponsor, fantastic, who I believe in, and it's called BetterHelp.com. Okay, BetterHelp.com, we're talking about mental health. And you know, I'm a believer in taking care of your mental health. We block ourselves, right? We block ourselves. Is there something preventing you from achieving your goals? Is it a lack of self-confidence? Is it self-hate? Is it issues? There's so many things you could look at. Depression, stress, anxiety. Are you having trouble sleeping? family conflicts, do you have anger issues, grief, any of these things, BetterHelp.com can help you, okay? BetterHelp will assess your needs, match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect safe and privately online, and you'll start communicating in under 48 hours, okay? It's not a crisis line. It is a professional counselor. You send them messages. You get responses. And you can do it all online. So here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. I want you to start living a happier life. I want you to be your best self, right? That's what they say now, right? What are the kids saying? Be your best self. Live your best life, right? I want you to start living happier today. Now, as a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alonzo for 10% off your first month. Take care of yourself. Thank you. Now, let's get back to the podcast. I think I have a new favorite person, and her name is Jen Psaki. Because Jen, her middle name should be, Don't Take No Crap. Because she's taking them down. She is the spokesperson for Biden and the White House. And the GOP, they come after her. These reporters try all this nonsense. And she just shuts them down. And you know what? It's the amazing thing. She does it with real facts. Yeah, that's right. No alternative facts. Nothing made up. She just uses the truth. So Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, once again had to shut him down. Now we're talking about the deficit, okay? As you know, it's $1 trillion for the COVID relief package. And this reporter says, what do you say to the criticism that ultimately this type of sweeping piece of legislation will be a drag on the economy down the line? And she responded, I would say we're in the midst of twin crises from the pandemic and an economic downturn that's impacting tens of millions of people. And then they tried to hit her with the deficit. They said, she said, and I would point out, send a question back to many of these Republicans as to why deficit spending wasn't as concerning when they were giving tax cuts to the highest incomes, but now it's concerning when they're giving direct checks and relief to the American people. Isn't that interesting? There was no problem with deficits when they were doing tax cuts for the super, super rich. And by the way, you think you're rich, you're not this kind of rich. I mean, with Bezos is now worth what? $182 billion. Bernie called him out. You're worth $182 billion and you don't want your employees to unionize. You give them a little bit above minimum wage and you think you're doing great. But Psaki called him out on it. This woman is great. I don't know where you found her, but well done you, Mr. Biden, because your press secretary, she's like, don't worry, Joe. I got this. Let's look at some crazy. Have you seen this woman? I mean, what the hell? This isn't even a Karen. I don't know what this is. I'll tell you what it is. It's a Terry Lynn Wright. The woman's 65 years old. She was in the bank in Texas refusing to wear a mask. Now, Texas has dropped their regulations on masks and stuff, but that's in public. The bank stores, whatever, banks, private businesses, that you don't go in there. The law says it's a private business. So a cop came in to the bank. The cop came in, 65-year-old crazy woman, and he had to arrest her. And he wasn't, if you see the video, he was physical, but he wasn't excessively physical. He didn't slam her to the floor. He didn't treat her like they would treat, you know, I don't know, a 13-year-old black child. You know, he took her down and he said, you're under arrest. And he handcuffed her and he took her out to the car. Well, apparently that arrest or detainment didn't last long because just, let's see, a few days later, she was at an Office Depot doing the same thing, refusing to wear a mask, violating store policy, wouldn't leave the store. And she was arrested again. 6 days later, twice in one week. That's not a Karen. That's a Terry Lynn. That's a special kind of crazy. Speaking of crazy and entitled and just, they act like children. That's the thing. They're acting like children. Ammon Bundy. Remember the Bundys? These were the idiots who took control of a park in Oregon. Again, domestic terrorism. White men took over this park in Oregon. They wouldn't go in. They wouldn't arrest him. They wouldn't do anything. Well, now he got arrested for refusing to wear a mask in court. He was arrested initially for refusing to wear a mask at a high school football game. And instead of dragging him away in cuffs, they stopped the game, which is interesting. But now he has to go to court for that, and he refuses to wear the mask in court, and he gets arrested again. These are children. They are children. They are behaving like children. Maybe they should be treated as such. How about a timeout in jail for like a year? And then you don't have to wear a mask while you're in jail. That would work, I think. Just saying. I'm just offering you ideas for free. You can have that one. And last but not least, the nation's legalizing marijuana. We're headed toward it. You know it's going to be federal law before long, but it's state by state it's happening. Well, maybe not everywhere. The governor of Nebraska, and this is one of those, you know, coronavirus is fake, you don't have to wear a mask, do whatever you want, one of these guys, but he said you can't legalize marijuana because it will lead to the death of their children. This is a dangerous drug. This quote, this is a dangerous drug that will impact our kids. If you legalize marijuana, you're going to kill your kids. That's what the data shows from around the country. There was a movie called Reefer Madness. I believe it was shown in schools in the 50s. And this is what it was going to do. Reefer Madness, when they get hopped up on the reefers, they're going to kill each other and sleep with black people, for God's sake. Whatever the reefers are going to make them do. Oh, my God. Again. These conservatives, these white male conservatives, live in the 1950s. So the Nebraska legislature wants to make, and this they just want to do legal medical marijuana, not full marijuana, just medical. And it had to be prescribed by a physician, and the physician would have control over their patient's consumption. See, this is an example of a guy who he needs to smoke some weed. He needs to relax. He needs to relax. But instead, marijuana is going to cause the kids to kill each other. You're going to kill your kids. You know what that means? It means don't go to Nebraska. There's a lot of corn in Nebraska. I've been to Nebraska. A lot of corn, but no weed. Good luck, Nebraska. I know there's a lot of, just like everywhere else, there's a lot of good people. And a lot of good people are unfortunately subject to the ideas and beliefs of these insane old white men in government. And this is what happens when you elect these guys. Okay? So I think it's pretty safe to say that marijuana isn't killing the children. Pretty safe to say. If you want some entertainment, I'm just going to tell you, go look at the Twitter feud between Cardi B and Candace Owens. Candace Owens, another crazy conservative. You know her, the black woman who hates black people because it's profitable to hate black people right now. Just went on Tucker Carlson and went after Cardi B for WAP. That would be Wet Ass Pussy. The singles she did with Megan Thee Stallion. And they did a version of it, very clean version of it, on the Grammys. And she's like, well, that's bad for the children. This and that. You know, they worry a lot about the children. They don't worry about mass murder of the children. They don't worry about school shootings of the children. They don't worry about violence in the children. They worry about sex in the children. And I'm sure these conservatives, maybe Candace, definitely Tucker, they watched that wet-ass pussy video multiple times because they really had to study exactly what Cardi B and Megan and their friends were doing just to be sure. Cardi B joked about, now I'm on Fox News, thanks for all the viewers, then blah blah blah. Just, it's a Twitter feud, it's funny, go look at it. It ultimately ended with Candace threatening to sue, and a lawyer jumping in and saying, "You're out of your mind. You can't sue." She somehow wanted to sue on behalf of her brother being insulted. He's like, "You have no grounds for a lawsuit on another person." Reality, law, truth, these kind of things always somehow surprise conservatives. They're never ready for this. And on that note, something new is coming. It's coming to LA, and it's about time. Progressive talk radio. Talk radio, as you know, has been populated by a bunch of angry conservatives yelling at you, hating everybody, blah, blah, blah. And there's been a few progressive voices in talk radio. Well, one is coming to LA. Check out KBLA Talk 1580.com. That's the letters KBLA Talk 1580 numbers.com. Let me do it one more time. KBLA 1580.com. Progressive Talk is coming to LA. Check out the website. Sign up for the updates. It's going to be here soon. And it's going to be a breath of fresh air. There's going to be new voices speaking in LA. And we're looking forward to that. So, that is a podcast. Again, the Asian, the hate toward Asian lives matter. It is true. Their lives matter. And to kill them is a hate crime, not some asshole having a bad day. Thank you, guys. Watch out for that reefer. Don't want you out there killing the children when you're in Nebraska. I wonder what happens if you get, like, the weed in Colorado, which is the not killing kids weed, and then smoke it in Nebraska. I bet the teenagers would be in danger, right? Because you have the "I don't kill kids" to the "killing kids" in between. Teenagers better watch out. Ah, thank heaven for stupid. It gives us something to talk about. Have a great week. Who's paying attention? You are, and I appreciate it.